Charlotte Stewart Tilley is deeply concerned about the climate change issue, particularly if little or nothing is done to counter it.
We're going to have a major energy crisis. We're not going to have enough resources or materials. I say this to a lot of people. People are like, oh, are you excited to grow up and raise a family? I don't want to have kids because I don't want to see what their life is going to be like then. Because already we're seeing these effects. I mean, whenever I'm an adult, I'm going to see these effects. What are my kids going to see?
Stewart Tilley saw a kindred spirit and a force for change in the persona of a 15-year-old student in Sweden who began a series of school strikes to call attention to the issue.
Greta Thunberg, she's a Swedish environmental activist, and she chose to start striking whenever the Swedish school year started, and it only made international headlines September 1st, I believe, and I remember reading it that day. And she chose to sit in front of Sweden's parliament building and just sit there and protest. And she brought her textbooks with her and talked to anybody who walked by.
Stewart Tilley admits the adults in Thunberg's life, such as her parents, teachers, and especially the members of the Swedish parliament, weren't exactly thrilled with her activism at first.
Well, they were very, very frustrated because, she needed to go to school. But they eventually compromised with her and allowed her to instead only strike on Fridays. And her friends started to join her, and she got a big following, and a lot of people all around the world had their own school strikes.
Since Thunberg began her protest, a growing number of adults as well as students have rallied to her cause. And even though Sweden already had one of the world's most ambitious plans to reduce the nation's carbon footprint, there's a growing realization that may not be enough. Now Stewart Tilley wants to replicate Thunberg's campaign in Florida's capital city, and she's calling on Leon County students, whether public, private, or homeschooled like herself, to join the protest.
This Friday, bring your textbooks, bring your homework, bring your materials, and just sit down in front of Florida's Capitol building and protest the lack of action we have against climate change.
She believes the potential impact could be formidable.
If you are in the school system, then you know that these kids have the power to do a lot of things. We have thousands of students in our school system right now. Leon High School alone has over 2,000. If every one of those students decided to strike, and if their teachers joined them, then you wouldn't have any school.
Which, Stewart Tilley says, would certainly attract attention, although her larger aim is to convince more grown-ups, the ones who ultimately have the power, to take action.
We have plans, we have policies, we have ideas, we just don't have people acting on it. So listen to the kids and listen to what they want and really just act on climate change in general. There are so many ways, like, solar power. If you could find a way, there is a way to make things cheaper. There's lots of government plans and policies which have been proposed, but they haven't been voted upon. They haven't happened yet.
And for adults who say anything that keeps students out of class is bad, Stewart Tilley has this message.
Your kids are going to be seeing these effects. There's a quote by Greta Thunberg somewhere along the lines of, what is the point of learning all these facts that the finest scientists have brought upon us if even the politicians don't listen to these facts? There's no point in going to school if we're going to be taught facts that we're being told to ignore.
Friday's school strike at the Florida Capitol happens between 9 and 1. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.